really light and fresh. I didn't like the way that sound.
It sounded terrible.
I mean, it makes sense. It's like less grandma, more like calming. I don't know.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Megan Gibson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Our Personal Care Applications Manager. And today we are talking about formulation number 2081. The 95% bio-based foaming face wash. It's a high-foaming, mild, sulfate-free formulation. It's a clear, thin liquid that comes in a pump foam bottle and produces a nice, pillowy, soft foam. So this formulation is made with our sugar citrate, L1C, our cholipid C, and it also contains a new feature product of ours, the patent-pending Sugadet LSDG, which is a sulfate-free blend of disodium lauryl sulfasuccinate and desyl glucoside. So Molly, can you tell us a little bit more about this blend? Because the sulfasuccinate portion isn't the typical semi-solid paste. This one is actually a liquid, right?
Yes, and okay. I can tell you it makes working with it so much easier. Like you said, the sulfasuccinate is usually in a paste form. So it requires heating of the batch to incorporate, but also, you know, just dealing with a paste, especially on a large scale manufacturing level, can be tricky. I'm sure even a deal breaker at times. So this blend of the sulfosuccinate with the desyl glucoside is a thin, like very thin, clear liquid. It can be added to a batch cold process. So you definitely save a lot of time and energy. And like you said, it's patent pending because of this unique combination that made it such a thin liquid and clear.
Yeah. So why do we use this product in this formulation?
And this one, because, well, it produces a really dense and stable foam. So it's good for a pump foamer type of product like this, where you would want a rigid, cushiony foam to come out of the dispenser.
Yeah.
And of course, it contributes to the cleansing in combination with the sugar citrate L1C.
Right. This formulation also contains 100% bio-based sugar citrate L1C, which is disodium lauryl glucosides hydroxypropyl citrate. So how is this product affecting the formulation?
Well, it's acting as the primary anionic, providing the bulk of the detergency, but it's extremely mild, so it's great for gentle cleansers like a face wash. It's also 100% bio-based. So by combining the L1C and the LSDG, you get the foam benefits of the LSDG and then the reduced irritation and the increased bio-based content of the L1C.
Yeah. And, you know, I really prefer a foam more for my face and hands. I think it just feels like it does a more thorough job.
I do too. And also because it rinses off so much easily.
Yes.
Like just immediately rinses off. You don't have to scrub and doesn't leave that film on you.
Exactly. Because I have used some that I just felt like I was rinsing forever.
Yes. And this one, I think it does a good job of cleansing. Like the detergency is great, but it doesn't leave you feeling stripped and like tight skinned.
Right.
We do have a skin conditioning aid in there, the cholipid C, as well as some glycerin.
Right. So that's one thing I really enjoyed about this formulation is it did leave my skin feeling really soft and it didn't feel all tight and dry. So that's where that cholipid C come in, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
And that cholipid C is the cocamidopropyl PG. Ammonium chloride phosphate.
Yes, and that's derived from coconut oil, and we call it a biomimetic phospholipid because it mimics the phospholipids that occur naturally in your skin. So it is, yes, in the formula for emolliency in the product and to give the soft afterfeel on the skin.
And it's multifunctional, right?
Yes. Okay. So it is also contributing to the foam, and it's shown to have antimicrobial activity. So theoretically, it could be combating breakouts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So the Sugadet LSDG was recently featured at the Innovation Zone.
Oh, yeah.
At the In Cosmetics Trade Show. And this same formulation was actually showcased in the design, which I think is neat.
That was really cool to see it, on display there. And I think it generated a lot of traffic at the
booth.
We definitely had a lot of people come by and ask about it.
Totally. That was really neat to see the effect of it there and all the people that wanted to come talk about it. So So this formulation was actually part of a bio-based kit that we produced.
Right, yep.
It was actually this formulation with a few others, a shampoo, conditioner, in a body wash.
Right. Yeah, so we're starting to do these themed kits, and this one was bio-based themed, so everything in it was 90% or higher bio-based, and we sent them all out to an independent lab for the carbon testing, so they are certified bio-based. This one is 95%.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, you know, to have that USDA logo,
right.
You know, if you took this formulation, you would have to do your own testing to get the logo.
Of course. But
I think you could say it was 95% naturally derived without the logo, just based on the testing that we did.
Okay. I also really enjoyed the scent of this formulation.
Oh, me too.
It smells really good. It's sea air and lavender too.
I like this one too.
It's so light and fresh, and I really prefer using those type of scents on my face.
Yeah, it's not overwhelming. Anything like right by your nose like that.
Yeah, I don't want it too much. Not if it's going to stay for all day or anything like that, but this one is great for that. Nice and light. And I tried this out, and I have sensitive skin, so this formulation, it didn't dry it out at all. It left it
perfect,
feeling really soft, and I had no irritation, and of course, I enjoyed the smell. So, but yeah, my skin was super soft.
And it did its job.
Yep.
Got everything off.
It was there. It cleaned very well. So I see there is preservative sodium benzoate potassium sorbate. Are there any other preservatives?
The sugar citrate L1C and the colipid C come preservative free.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar LSDG also has the sodium benzoate and potassium sorbate combo.
Yeah. Okay.
And this preservative requires a pH below 5.5 ideally.
Okay.
To work. So that's where we've set the range from 5 to 5.5. But I mean, you can say it's pH balance for skin. So
great.
Works out.
Yeah. All right, so this is formulation 2081, the 95% bio-based foaming face wash. It is a mild, high-foaming, sulfate-free, high bio-based formulation. It is available for download by visiting our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we are ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Visit colonialchem.com/formulations, and thank you for joining us.